Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again in another episode of the God State Podcast. In this specific episode, I will talk about how to manifest a specific person. I know that a lot of people have came across Neville Goddard trying to manifest a specific person. I know what's hard. I know what's not hard. I know what works and I know what doesn't. So I will try to share it with you. I'll try to help you as much as I can. And yes, stick in. So the first thing is confidence. You have to know for a fact that it is possible. I don't care if you struggled with it before. You didn't struggle with manifesting a specific person. You struggled with the learning process. You were learning. You were accumulating knowledge. You were practicing, trying it out. It's like trying to solve something. And when you try to solve it, it might take a long time because you don't know how it's done. But once you get the handle of it, it's easy. You can do it next time in a shorter period of time. So I don't want this excuse of saying, I have been doing it for years. I have been doing it for months. It's not working. I'm going to give up. No, you haven't been doing it for months. You haven't been doing it for years. You have been learning how it's done. You have been learning about it. The learning process can take a long time, but once you get the handle of it, it just becomes easier. So this is the first thing that I want to say. The second thing is you have to know for a fact that everyone in the outside is a pure reflection of yourself. No matter how real they seem, no matter how independent from you they seem, no matter how they act so in a way that it's not of your preference, they are still a reflection of you. Don't let it fool you. Don't let the outside fool you. People are a one-of-one reflection of you. Whatever you assume about them, they will act upon. Everyone is your creation. There is no outside power. Even if some events might seem so far away from you, some circumstances that you seem like you have no influence upon, still, you do have influence over everything. And not even influence, you are creating everything. So just know that and let it sink in. And if you don't quite believe it yet, just try to play with it. Try assuming little stuff about people. For example, you're having someone over. You invited someone to come over. And at the last moment, you regretted it. You regret inviting them over. Try to say, I have a feeling that this person will cancel. I just have this feeling that this person will cancel. I don't know, but I have a feeling that this person will cancel. And if you just drench yourself in this knowingness, in this feeling, the person will end up canceling. It cannot work any other way. And if you do this again and again and again and again, you will build up your faith and you will actually know for a fact that you have so much influence over people, not even influence, but you are creating them, every aspect of them. That's the second thing. I would also like to say that techniques such as a revision, as scripting are not necessary, but they are complementary. I personally do not need them, do not use them, and you don't need them. They are just ways to help you catch the feeling, catch the assumption, catch the mood. But what's most important is the mental diet. What you go during the day telling yourself, the thoughts that you have in the background, that's the thought that manifests. So as with manifesting any other thing, it's the same as with manifesting a specific person. The thing here is you have to be more focused on the presence of it. You have to be excited about it coming. You have to drench yourself in the feeling of having it, the enjoying of it, the excitement more than the lack of it. So you imagine it as a balance. There is a side, the lack of having your specific person, and the other side is the having of it. When you go about your day, you have to make it one of your top priorities to be focused more on the having of it. Whenever you catch yourself feeling bad about it not coming, about how it's taken a long time, it's only going to make it take even more time. So you always imagine it as a balance. You have to be disciplined and persistent and wanting it enough to care about every little thought that you think. Whenever you feel contracted, you feel contraction and you feel bad, sit with yourself and ask yourself, why am I feeling bad? I am feeling bad because I am believing that this thing is not very probable. It's not very probable that it's going to happen. And you understand that it's just a possibility. It's a belief. It's a possibility between an infinite number of belief. And you choose whether you want it or no. If you don't want it, you switch it around. You flip it to another thought. You say to yourself, no, this is just a possibility between an infinite numbers of possibilities. In that it is not set in stone. And I choose if I want to entertain it or no. It's not of my preference, so I'm going to change it. What can I change it with? No. I change it with the fact that, no, it doesn't have to take a long time. It only takes a long time if I say so. I don't choose to say so. It's not going to take a long time. And you flip it around to a more good feeling thought, something that is of more of your preference. And you do it again and again and again with all the thoughts that come up. You have to be persistent enough and disciplined enough to care about your thoughts. I don't care if you imagine, if you do revision, if you do all those techniques, if you script. At the end of the day, your techniques will not work if you go being the same old negative person, because assumptions and beliefs are what manifest. So please know that you have the power to choose each and every thought that you think. It's not the thought that controls you, it's you that can control the thought. So when there is a negative thought, don't give it a chance to drag you, to make you feel bad. Realize as fast as you can that it's just a possibility and you have the choice to either entertain it or not. You decide either you want to entertain this possibility or you want to switch it around to another more expanding idea, more something that is more of your preference, something that is actually going to benefit you. The other thing that I want to say, this is something really, really, really important and really helpful. I want you to remember it and take it with you throughout your whole life, is when something happens to you, something that you would normally label as negative, why do you choose to stick the etiquette of negative to it? How do you know that it's negative? How do you know that it's not hiding something great to you? For example, I'm going to paraphrase what Bashar said. So let's imagine you're going to work and you missed your train. You missed it. You have the choice either to stop and complain about how you missed the train, how you're going to be late at work and just feel bad about it. You will end up actually, yes, missing the train, being late at work, having trouble at work. Or you can say to yourself, I know this happened for a good reason. I might not know the reason yet, but I know it happened for a good reason. I have a feeling that it happened for a good reason. And you will end up discovering that it actually happened for a good reason. You might have the moment that you're waiting for the next train, you might meet an old friend and this old friend might introduce you to a great opportunity or something that is really, really, really great, but you could have missed it if you assumed negative stuff. So always assume positive stuff, even about the worst things, so you can end up getting benefit from them. And I promise you this works. Even the smallest thing, you might break a glass on the floor. You can just say, I know it happened for a good reason. I know it. I might not know the reason yet, but I know it happened for a good reason. You will end up discovering why this glass broke. It will lead to something, I don't know, something will happen that will make you realize that the glass breaking on the floor happened for a great reason, but you could have missed it if you just felt bad about it. So try to use everything as a learning experience and try to get benefit from everything. And how, if you want to get some specific things from a specific person, it all works the same way. It's about assumptions. You assume. It's intentions. You assume. And you know. The most powerful practice, as Bentinho says, is knowingness. I don't care about techniques. Trust me, knowingness will shoot you through the roof. If you know something, you just know that the person is going to text you. You just know that the person is going to do that. I just know it. And even if you don't believe it yet, just fake it until you make it. Because a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. So you decide to know that this person is going to text you. Even if you have no proof yet, just believe in it. Know it. Know it. I know this person is going... You really think so? This little void, annoying little voice in the back of your mind. Do you really think so? Yes, I just know it. I just know it. And you keep repeating it, because a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. And if you decide to keep thinking it long enough, it will turn into a belief. And when it turns into a belief, it turns into a knowingness. And when it turns into a knowingness, it is facts. It is law. It does not fail. Everything that you know ends up to be true. And I repeat myself again. There are no facts. When you see something, some negative traits about a specific person, it is not a fact. It is not set in stones. It's there just because you have decided to keep believing in it, to keep assuming it. Once you take... It's only power, which is your assumptions, your belief, it will fade away. Let's imagine this person is so annoying and you have been dealing with them for a long time. But this person is annoying just because you kept assuming that they are annoying. You kept reinforcing it. That's the word that I was looking for. You kept reinforcing it. Once you will stop reinforcing it will fade away. And it might be a little bit difficult at first because that's what you always knew about this person. But I believe it's just a thought that you keep thinking, and just start one thought at a time, and keep reinforcing it, and fake it until you make it. Act as if it was true. Act as if it was real. Keep persisting in it. And soon enough, it will turn into a belief, and then into a knowingness, and then into a subconscious belief. And before you know it, this person is a whole other person. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as I always say, I'll be more than glad if I hear some feedback from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram on The Gut State. Send me your questions, what you want me to talk about. How can I be of service and how can I be helpful? And I'll be more than happy to do it. Thank you and take care of yourself.